From Spark and Anvil and Quillspell, this is Ember in Chapter 1 of the Quillspell cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Ember is, by all faculty agreement, the Academy's most quietly essential teacher. She teaches the schwa. The schwa, written in linguists' notation as the inverted E symbol, is the most common vowel sound in English. It is the sound that appears in unstressed syllables, the A in about, the E in pencil, the O in lemon, the U in circus, the U and the I and the U in medium, the in the, when the is unstressed, which is most of the time, the E in brother, when it appears in casual speech as brother. The schwa is everywhere, and this is the essential fact for spelling. The schwa can be spelled with any vowel letter. The same sound that appears in about, spelled with A, appears in pencil, spelled with E. The same sound is spelled different ways in different words. This makes the schwa the single biggest source of spelling errors in English. Children, especially when they are first learning to spell, consistently misspell schwa vowels. They write pencil for pencil because they hear pen-sil with a schwa that they reasonably guess might be an I. They write lemon for lemon because they hear lem-un and guess at the vowel. They write about for about. The errors are legitimate phonetic guesses. The spellings just do not match the sound. Ember's job is to teach children how to handle the schwa. This is, by Ember's own admission, one of the hardest pedagogical jobs at the Academy. You cannot teach the schwa by sounding it out. Sounding out, in fact, is the source of the error. You have to teach it by etymology, knowing the root tells you the vowel, by related word triangulation, the schwa in pencil is spelled E because pencilate, a rare word but it exists, has the same root with the E stressed, by memorization, and Ember's specialty, by visual highlighting.
Ember, whose given name is Ash, a deliberate echo of Ember, her academic name, the family liked the fire imagery, grew up in a household where her grandmother had been a librarian and had insisted that every child in the family learn to read at a young age and spell carefully. Ash's grandmother had been particularly attentive to the schwa. She had taught Ash the schwa explicitly when Ash was 7. She had said, "There is a vowel sound in English that is quietly everywhere. It hides in unstressed syllables. It can be any vowel letter. Listen for it. When you hear it, check the spelling carefully. Do not guess." Ash had been 7. She had taken her grandmother's instructions seriously. She had begun to listen for the schwa in everyone's speech. By 10, she could hear it in about, pencil, lemon, circus, medium, sofa, agenda, taken, given, problem, system, holiday, holiday, holiday. She once spent an entire afternoon noting how many times the local shopkeeper said holiday in a single conversation. The shopkeeper had said it 11 times and had used 3 different vowel letter spellings in writing: holiday, holy day, holiday, depending on the context. Ash had become, by adolescence, unusually careful about schwa spellings. She had also become unusually patient about other people's schwa misspellings. She had understood, viscerally, that the schwa was a hard spelling problem and that getting it wrong was reasonable. Her grandmother had cultivated this patience deliberately. When Ash was 19, she walked to the Quill Spell Academy. She arrived. She asked to be considered for a teaching position. The academy master at the time was Lex's predecessor, a kind man named Veller, who had asked her what she wanted to teach. Ash had said, "The schwa, the unstressed vowel. I think children deserve better than to be punished for misspelling it. I would like to teach it explicitly so they have the tools to spell it correctly."